that the children of holding back good, just the pasuk says, "Oisha shenosati madi." That Adam Rishon had kindness about Chava, that he said to Hashem, "You know why I did the chet? You know why I ate from the eighth of that? This lady that you gave me, just to say she, yeah, Isha nasati madi. He nostalgi. She gave to me teeth. Mineit v'yoichel. So it wasn't nice. He shouldn't have said it. He spoke like not nice. He wasn't makatayim. Here Hashem gave you Chava to be an Ezer to help you, and you're not makatayim. That's no good." And ask Moshe Rabbeinu leRamzalem liYisrael alaAcha Aboyim Shana. Moshe Rabbeinu also only was remiz, muramiz. He hinted. He tried to teach us this lesson only after 40 years, after the Dor HaMidbar, at the end of the Dor HaMidbar. Shneimer says, "Voylech Eschem baMidbar Aboyim Shana." And Moshe told Christ, "I went with you now 40 years in the Midbar." And then it says, "Lenosna Hashem lechem leiv ladas." Hashem did not give you a leiv to understand. So now it took him 40 years to realize this. And Omar Rabbi says, "Shmamina from here we learn now. Shmamina loikoi inish adaitei derabe." A person that does not understand what his Rebbe is teaching him completely, adaboyim shonin, takes the person 40 years sometimes to realize something. But once you get 40 years old, that's it. Then you have your day, your bina. Then it's your responsibility why you don't understand something. But until 40, it takes the person 40 years. To really understand something. All right, we'll stop. Yehiyam Abayis, right, 5-6 lines down. Right, Omer Rabbi Yechonim, Yechonim says, Omer Rabbi Yechonim, Mishum Reb Binoi. My disciple was supposed to say, Ashreichem Zorei Al Kol Moyim, Meshalche Regal Ashov Echamor. Worthy are the people that plant by all waters, and the Shalcha they send away the feet of the Shor and the Chamor. So what does this pasuk mean in Yishayo? Ashrayim Yisrael. It's worthy to the Klal Yisrael, the Jews, Bizman Sheoiskin Bateru V'Gmilach HaSodim. Interesting. When the Jews are Oisik, they're busy in learning the Torah, keeping the Torah, and doing Gmilach HaSodim, kind deeds one to another, is Yitzram Mosu B'Yodam. Then the Yetzer Sarah is giving over to them. They're like a tzaddik. They have the power to rule over the Yetzer Sarah. And the top place it says, Dorish Leimim Mishalche Regal Yetzara Nikra Eirach. He's called an Eirach, a guest, and here you could throw him away. So he's called like a guest, and here you could send him away. Rashi also says, Mishalche Regal, right? Mishalchem Moshlichem Ragle Yetzara. Habu Allah de Melehim. Yeah. Yeah. Good, right? Now, how do we know the Prophet is talking about Torah and Gmilas Chasodim? So, yeah, Yisrael and Yadim. V'yein hein mesurim b'yad Yitzram. But Jews are not given over to the hands of the Yetzirah. Shneimer the Prophet says, Ashrayim zorei al kol mayim, the worthy of the people that plant by all waters. Now, v'yein zri yelet tzedakah. Planting here means doing tzedakah, which means Gmilas Chasodim. Shem the Pasuk says, Ziru lachem l'tzedakah, v'kitzru l'fi chesed. So mashma, Ziru lachem l'tzedakah means plant, that's considered doing tzedakah, doing kindness. So, Ashrayim Zorei means planting, means they're doing gemilas chasodim. And also, v'yein mayim ela Torah. When the Pasuk says water, it usually pertains to Torah. Shem the Pasuk says, Hoy kol tzom malachula mayim. All thirsty people come and drink water. V'shachir reglash yip. And here what's going on, whoever's thirsty means comes to learn the Torah. So therefore, people that learn Torah and are Oisim, Gmilas Chasodim, they are considered like Tzadikim, they rule over the Eitzah, and not opposite. The Pasuk ends off, Meshalche Regal Ashor V'Chamor, they send away the regal of a Shor and a Chamor. So what's special about a Shor and a Chamor? So Tonad Ve'Elio, Li'oilom Yosim Odom Atzim Al-Divre Torah. First, he should always put himself, when he's learning Divrei Torah, Kishorli oil, like a shor, like an ox, to an oil, to a yoke. He takes the yoke and he works hard with it. And we know a donkey could hold a lot of things. So that's the way he's supposed to learn Torah more and more and more, and never say it's too much. Never say he can't carry so much. You have to be like a shorli oil, like a chamor lamasui. That's how much Torah you have to keep on learning. Now the Mishnah says again, Gimul Yomim Osir Losses Losses Himoyim. That 3 days
before their chag, before their holiday, a Jew is not allowed to do business with a goy. So now, me being a kulehai, is it true that it takes them 3 days to prepare themselves for their chag, for their avodah zarah? So Rashi here learns, or me being a kulehai, what are we afraid about?
They
were afraid you may sell an animal to a goy, and the goy is buying it to bring it on his chag for an avodah zarah. So gimel yavim kodesh lachem. Therefore, we're afraid 3 days before his chag, we're afraid he's going to be busy about buying animals for the avodah zarah, and therefore you're not allowed to sell an animal to a goy 3 days before. Here Rashi says, Mashma the Iker Isser is selling animals. Tosfos brings down here, like really Rashi's Mashma at the beginning of the Beis and the Beis, Rashi's Tosfos says, Mibina Kulihai, Pirush Rashi, not here, but Rashi and the Beis, V'chiyodim Rogel Kolkach Lalas Aliboy, Simchas V'chag, D'yosatikim Yom Kodim Lefi, Shuyemei, yeah. Whenever you make him happy, he'll go and he'll be Moida, he'll talk about the Tzavoy Dezorah. One thing. The Torah just ends off here. No, doesn't say it here. The third Torah says here, that after we say it's also to do business with a guy, Pirus HaKuntris Mishum Diyozo Bionedoi Umoida, who are afraid that on his chag he'll go and thank the Avoy Dezoro. Mitoch Lishonamash Mishwasloimam Af Nekechomemcha. Any type of business is also to do with a guy. Not like Rashi says over here, only to sell an animal to a guy, but Mashma, anything is also. Any type of business you do with a guy 3 days before his Yom Chag, we're afraid that you're going to make him feel happy, and if he's happy within those last 3 days, when it comes to Yom Chag, he'll go special and bow down and worship his Avodah Zarah, and that's Nisav Lo Yishar Ma'aficha. We will soon see now a Gemara. The question then is, Bezman is there today, how come we do business? Everybody knows we do business with Goyim, even on the Yom Chag and comes over Christmas, we still do business with them, and before also. So Tosfos gives two truths from Masul Sinai Gemara. One teret is Mishum Eva, that we're going to stop doing business with them, there'll be hatred, there'll be Eva, and Mashmid is only Nisa the Rabbanon over here, and therefore Mishum Eva, not to cause hatred between Jews and Goyim, you're allowed to do business today. But Tosfos doesn't like that teret. Tosfos says that's maybe good, why we can't close our shops. But what Jesus had to go buy stuff from them? Don't go buying. There won't be any Eva. Today you're not going buying. So Tosfos comes out, the Ikateret says, that today the Goyim are not Odik in being Oved Avodah Zarah. They really do not bow down to their Avodah Zarah, really worship him. And they do not bring Kabbonis today. But since the Zman is there, the Goyim do not really bring Kabbonis, we do not have our Issa. Therefore we're not afraid to do business, because even if they'll be happy, it's not going to make them special, come and be Moida to their Avodah Zarah. That's the Ikah Hetzah of Bezman Azeh. I will soon say as we go along. So Mar first asks the question, is it true what the Mishnah says, that it takes a goy 3 days to prepare himself for his Yom Chag? Therefore, any business action that he does the last 3 days, he thinks about his Avodah Zarah. The first question, is that true? Me being a Kulahai, the Yotnan, we learned like this. The Abo Prokim Bashana, there are 4 times during the year, that HaMoicha Beim L'Chaveroi, if you're a seller, you sell animals, so Tzorach L'Adiyah, you have to tell the buyer that Imo Macharti, you should know, I sold the mother today. And therefore there's Nisar of Aim Isav Yes Benoi, you're not allowed to shech the mother and the son the same day. So if you sell animals these days to at least 4 days, you know the person who's buying the animal to shecht it. And therefore if you sold the mother today, you have to tell the next buyer, be careful, I'm telling you the daughter now, you should know the mother was already sold today, so don't shecht the daughter today. You have to warn the buyer, there's an Issa Isav Yes Benoi, that Imoy Macharti Lishkoit, Dito Machat Lishkoit, you have to tell the buyer, either I already sold the mother, or I already sold the daughter, so if you're buying the second one now, be careful not to shechta today. The Eluhay, and these are the 4 times of the year, Erev Yom Tov Achim Shachag, Erev Yom Tov Shemini Atzeres, of the last days of Sukkis. Tosfos says, because the first days of Sukkis, people are too busy building their sukkah and taking care of Esrig, Lulav, Esrig, they have no time to eat that much. They don't prepare themselves that much of a sudah for the first day sukkahs. But the last day sukkahs, they finish with the sukkah, that would mean they Esrig in buying animals for a sudah's yomtiv. And who are then Erev Yomtiv Rishon Shel Pesach, Erev Yomtiv, Erev Pesach, people are Esrig buying animals to have meat, Lekavit Pesach, the Erev Atzeres, the Erev before Shavuos, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rashi says also, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tif. You're supposed to eat the basar. So people are busy buying animals, Erev Yom Tif,
Erev Hashanah Tit for Yom Tif. Okedibur Rav Yisrael Lili Af Erev Yom Kippur the Golem. And Golem, that city also used to have big sudis Erev Yom Kippur, and used to buy meat. Other places they only bought eifos. Head used to buy meat. So in that this place of Golem also, you have to notify the buyer that I sold the mother today. So be careful, if you're buying the daughter now, you cannot shecht her today. So we'll see. Rashi Lul Shver. Rashi speaks out. Mashma, these days they bring karbonis this day. So therefore, you need the animal for a carbon. Rashi says on Yudalad Nisan Mishum Sochim. Well, some say that can't be pshat. Some say. So the Mari asked the question. What do we see here? We see a Jew when he goes to buy an animal for a suda, he buys it that day. Erev Yom Tif, one day in advance, you buy the meat. If you need meat today to cook for Yom Tif, you buy it today. That's all. So in Mashma, when you're worried about buying meat for a suda, you take care of it in one day. So what does our Mishnah say? 3 days in advance for a guy. Here by Jews we see, for one day it's enough to prepare yourself for a suda. So Mora says, Hosom de leachilo sagi b'chad yoyma. Here by the Jews, Mashma, the Iker, we're doing is buying meat for covered Yom Tif. That's what's the kash in Rashi. Rashi's Mashma, you buy it for kabonis. Here the Gemara says, no, buy a Jew where he's buying the meat for his suda. So that's enough one day, that's all. But Hocho by the Goyim, the Lakrova, that they're buying the animals now to bring it for a korban for their avoid the Zorah and Yon Chag, Venus Lassi Yaimi. Here we need 3 days. To see clearly the difference is that by a Jew we're talking about he's buying it for his own Suda. So why does Rashi say they're buying it for Kabonis? So Nachaseka wants to say that Rashi just means that since the Jews are being Oisik and bringing Kabonis, they're also Marba, they buy a lot of other animals, so they should have a lot of meat. So the kids said that these 4 days are days that Jews are busy buying animals, and therefore you know they're going to shecht it today, so you have to warn them about the Yisra Oisik yesterday. So Kopar, the answer is that when you're just buying for eating, it's enough one day. But the Goyim, we have to be afraid before the Yom Chag, 3 days in advance, they're worried about buying animals for their korban. So I'm going to ask the question, Ulak Rova, Sagi, B'tlasa Yomi, if you're telling me they're worried about bringing a korban, they need more than 3 days. B'yotnan, we learned Allah is, Shoyalem Hilchas HaPesach, Koydim HaPesach, Shloshim Yom. We know before Pesach, from Purim, you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach. 30 days before Pesach, you should be Oisik learning Hilchas Pesach. And the reason is because some say, since you have to bring Karbonis, the equal reason is because this man, they had Karbonis, there were a lot of halachas about bringing a Korban. So you have to start worrying about it 30 days in advance. Tais brings down, even though Lamaisa today, we do not have Karbonis, but still the meaning still applies. That you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days in advance. That means on Purim, you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach. And Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Shtei Shabbosis. It's enough 2 weeks in advance. But you see, at least 2 weeks you need to prepare for Karbonis. So actually, tell me by Goyim, you only need 3 days. So the answer is yes. Anan de Shchichi Mumin, de Pasle Yafilu Baduk and Shabayin, Vinent Lassen Yemen. By the Jews, before we bring a Karbon, we have to check out the animal very carefully. For any small mum, even a slit in the eye, Vedukin Shabayin, a slit in the eye, is considered a mum. We cannot use it. So we have to check out a long time or to know the halachas beforehand. But Inu, the Goyim, the Mechus, the Raver Islu, all they're worried about is when they bring the korban, they wouldn't bring a korban that's missing a limb. If the animal is missing a whole limb, they would not bring. But less than that, it doesn't bother them. If it just has a mum, they'll still bring it. So therefore, Betlas V'yayim Yisagi, therefore by them it's enough 3 days. And Rashi says, Beduka Shabbayim, the Yosel Yosel of Neinoich, Lahakri of Lugvoya, that a Ben Noyach is also to bring a korban to Lugvoya, if it has a Mechus Raver. So Sandra Rashi says, V'dumya de Karbona Shinogu Abaseyem, L'Shamayim, Hei Noyegim Avorz Gehovim Shalahem. The way they used to bring a korban to Hashem, now when the Goyim became Oved Avodah Zarah, they bring the same type of a korban to their Avodah Zarah. So just like a Ben Noyach is allowed to bring on his Bama a korban to Hashem, as long as it's not Mechus or Eiver, as long as it's not missing a whole limb, the korban is kosher for Goy to bring it. So the same way their first fathers used to bring those korbanos to Hashem, later when the children started to be Eved Avodah Zarah, they brought the same type of a korban. So therefore, by Goyim, the korban they bring for their Avodah Zarah, it's allowed all mumim, only if it's missing an Eiver. So that's not so hard to learn, therefore it's enough 3 days for them. Therefore, that's from the Mishnah that 3 days before their Chag, they're worried, they're roistic, how they can have Kabonis to bring for their Avodah Zarah. So we have to be careful not to do business, not to make them happy.
Mor says now, the Yomar Reb Loza, Minayin L'machus Tereva, the Yoslo V'Noyach, how do we know by a Ben Noyach, if he wants to bring a Korbin, the only thing applies is there should not be missing an Aver, but anything less than that is Mutter. The Pasuk says by Noyach, when we call Achai, when we call Bosra Shnayim, bring into the animal, bring into the Teva, any live animal. Nicole. So Amr Torah, the Torah says, Habo Behema Shechayin Rosh Evorm Shalom. It says, Mikola Chai, Chai means bring an animal that has life to it, meaning that all its limbs are still with it. Rashi says, Al Shein, Shoye Osid Noyach Lahakriv Mehen. Noyach was going to bring a korban with these animals. They said, Yikach Vikola Bei Matera. Therefore, you're supposed to bring animals that has all its limbs. So Mar says, Haimi Boilei Lemute Treifa. No, here this Pasuk Achai means to teach us that Noach was not supposed to bring a treifa into the teva, but a one that would live. But you have no proof; it can't be missing an aver. But the loy treifa, Samara says no. But humi bana lemute treifa loy, you can't bring a treifa. Samara says no treifa milachayis zera nafka. The pasuk also says these animals should be animals that could give off, could have children. So a treifa cannot give birth. So from that I know you cannot use a treifa. So from the first pasuk, Mikol Achai means all the Roshi Avorim have to be there also. Honey Cholaman Diyom a treif and he'll let us. That's good of the old halacher is that a treif for the Mitzias cannot give birth. El Cholaman Diyom a treif and he'll let us. This you hold no that even.